I wanted to be able to provide a solid way that we can prove our carbon reduction processes. And the tool was, you know, on the website, sort of a godsend for us to use. So yeah, we've just adopted it as another process that we can add to our tool belt.
Kia ora, I'm Troy, here as CEO, and welcome to Stirring the Pot. Thanks for connecting. If you're new, here's what you can expect. We're going to be talking the tough stuff, the things that keep us metalheads up at night. There are many challenges facing our industry and equally many opinions on how we should tackle them. Stirring the Pot provides a facilitated forum to discuss and challenge these viewpoints. So let's get to the nuts and bolts of it. Today we're having a quarter roll with Nico Pache, Technical Manager of Niche Modular Construction. As the first company to use HIRA's Zero Carbon Steel program, Hōtaka Whakakore Puhanga Waro, through offsetting, we thought we'd delve into how they've utilised the program for their steel modular building projects and what their experience has been in using it. Can you tell us a bit about the Niche Modular Construction business and your role there?
Yeah, cool. So Niche Modular is a volumetric off-site manufacturing company. We're based in Wellington region, and we operate across both private and the public sectors. And my role is the technical manager, and I'm responsible for R&D, design, risk management, compliances, and processes such as that.
Wow, that's a lot to cover. How did you actually first hear about HIRA's Zero Carbon Program?
Yeah, so I first came across the program while researching the topic, and I came across it through your website. So we had a tender that we were looking to get involved in, and steel obviously being a major component to our construction methodology, I wanted to be able to provide a solid way that we can prove our carbon reduction processes. And the tool was, you know, on the website, sort of a godsend for us to use. So yeah, we've just adopted it as another process that we can add to our tool belt with our other initiatives that we've got.
Oh, that's awesome. And in what specific capacity are you using the program?
So we're using the tool and the program as part of our front-end process. Being a volumetric modular company, it's fairly straightforward for us to adopt a process or a tool such as this that we could apply to various projects, because the modular system as such doesn't change often. So for that particular product, we can adopt this system and use it repetitively.
Mm-hmm. And where in practice have you been using it? What project?
We sort of have a standardized approach that we're applying the same principles with the tool. So each volumetric module has its own data that we then input into the program, and that data we would base it on the number and type of module per project. So we've basically set it up as a spreadsheet, for example, and then we'll just continuously input that data into the carbon offsetting tool based on the build-up of that particular project. So if it's we'll call it a T1 module and a T4 module, we'll use the data for those two different modules and input that into the project.
Mm-hmm. Have you found it easy or hard to use? What's been your experience?
Yeah, so it's once we came up with a process, it's fairly straightforward. But it was the matter of creating that process for us to then use. So that was probably the more time consuming part. I wouldn't say it was hard. It was probably just more of a project on its own that we needed to do in-house. And it was, you know, it was a pretty fun project. We had some of the guys getting involved in the factory, some of the people in the office. So, yeah. So it was, yeah, it was good. It was a good all-round experience.
And how have you communicated it to customers, and have you had any feedback about it?
Yeah, so we've communicated it to our customers normally through the tendering processes that we get involved in. So we'd use that information in that front end. We've also started adopting it into our marketing plan. So our marketing team is also now starting to spread the word and get involved with what we're doing in that space. So it's not just now my role obviously is around the technical side of it and making sure that we've got the process in there, but it's also great to see now that the marketing team's getting involved and starting to utilize some of that some of that collateral. Yeah.
In terms of from a company perspective, what have been the benefits, and also why do you think it's important to do things from a strategic perspective?
So it's still early days, so we have to understand the benefits and the impacts that it's had with the company. But obviously overall it's given us the ability to demonstrate to our clients our environmental responsibility. So we've used this tool to form part of our wider carbon reduction strategies. And it's also given us the ability to get buy-in from other stakeholders, you know, such as architects, engineers, and suppliers. It's really good to be able to communicate this is what we're doing in this space. We're a steel, you know, we use steel, and this is what we're doing to mitigate that that impacts. So overall, it's been really good, but I think there's still wider benefits that we're going to start to see, and it'll be great to see what comes of it.
Mm-hmm. And what else is your business doing in terms of decarbonisation, and how is that part, you know, how is that embedded in part of your business culture?
Yeah, so offsite manufacturing, which is what our volumetric modular forms part of the offsite, and offsite manufacturing inherently has fairly good low carbon qualities and just through the construction process. But internal processes that we've got is we've got high recyclability that we do, because we build in a factory. We've got the ability to set up pretty robust processes with being able to recycle. That also comes with very low waste. And again, being in a factory, very, very low water consumption, if any. We also adopt materials and other processes on site that reduces our water usage quite considerably as well. But we're at the moment, what I'm actively working on and looking into is how to come up with a standardized approach to life cycle assessments and EPDs. And we're also looking at overall circular economy opportunities with certain material suppliers. So there's great things to look forward to in that space.
Mm-hmm. There's lots of conversations around relative advantages in terms of carbon performance for various building materials, which maybe get down to low carbon, but not necessarily to zero carbon. How do you think other players within the industry or the sector are working with similar programs or solutions? Have you seen that happening? Why or why not do you think it is or isn't happening?
Yeah, so I have seen similar things happen. So I've noticed that larger construction companies are adopting these sort of approaches. And I also see design firms and architects as well. And I think the reason is because it is a very important part of the industry to start to look into mitigating our carbon. And the offsite manufacturing industry, although is inherently low carbon, they're still doing a lot in that space as well. So offsite New Zealand, they had a conference recently where it was great to see how some of the other suppliers and industry experts are mitigating their carbon footprint and what ideas they've got. So I think overall the industry is going in the right direction with it.
Mm-hmm. What advice would you give to other organisations who might be thinking to use the program?
Yeah, so I found the resource videos on the program very useful. So every step of the way when you're working on the program and the process has instructional videos on what to do. What we did is we watched those videos and we broke down what parts we need to take note of and how we're going to achieve those pieces. So my advice would be to treat it as a project. So establish a timeline, establish your resources, and start to build a method of how you're going to firstly provide the data and then input the data. And I think it would work pretty nicely in that way. So those resource videos were, yeah, very, very useful.
Awesome. And what is next for Niche Modular Construction? What have you got on your innovation horizon?
Yeah, so the innovation horizon, we want to continuously improve our system. So Niche Modular Construction, being a volumetric modular solution, we want to continuously improve and develop what we've got. I think we've got a great product, but there's always going to be new technologies to help us. So looking into digitization, using more BIM methodologies as well is going to really help, and using that and try to input that into some of our carbon reduction strategies, I think will go hand in hand. And I think that will really help not only with our data recording, but also help forecast where we're going and just continuously benchmarking and reducing in that space.
So there you go. Thanks for joining our conversation with Niko today. If you'd like to connect more with him, you'll find his details in the show notes. HERA is committed to helping our industry to decarbonise as much as possible, and we see the Zero Carbon Steel Program as an important part of this. Reducing the industry's emissions is a challenge, as there are currently no commercially viable alternatives that exist for carbon as the reductant in steelmaking. Until such an alternative is developed, it is important for the industry to reduce emissions elsewhere, and offsetting can play a role. Food for thought till we see you next time. So hit subscribe, and if you like what you heard today, please like, review, or share with any metal minds you know. Let's spread the word. At HERA, we have a range of sustainability-related research projects, programs, guides, and tools in play to assist our members who are embarking on a sustainability journey within their business. To find out more, you can find links in the show notes.